1-833-583-2-91-133-5832.
Join us at the Feria del Libro in Madrid. We'll be at stand 283. See you there.
Hello, 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 amigos. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Show with No Name 2.0 on Vaughn Radio. Ow! Come on in, everybody, and join us. We are on Instagram. It's Grupo_Vaughn. Don't forget, we've got tons of programming all throughout the day. After this show today, you've got Ximena Holiday and her program, Test Your English. And right after that, you've got Andrea Vaughn and Rob Grams in the Lunchtime Show, live on Twitch. So many different reasons to listen to Vaughn Radio, tons of different shows. And, well, we've got one thing in common, my colleagues and I. We have awesome students. Yeah, that's you guys. So, folks, we are back for more Show with No Name over here. But first, I forgot to tell you why I chose to look at people who died in car accidents today. And believe me, the list was very long. Today, in 1899... In the year 1899, a man named Henry Bliss. Now, this is a good word to know because bliss es la felicidad total. Okay? De hecho, tenemos la expresión en inglés, ignorance is bliss. El que no sabe, no sufre. You know what I'm saying? So, now, people argue with that. Like, yeah, so you want to be ignorant your whole life? You know what I mean? So, but it's that concept of bliss. For some people, bliss is chocolate ice cream. For some people, it's, you know, being under their favorite blanket, curling up under their favorite blanket with a book, you know, letting, you know, on a rainy day. Bliss is wherever you're not missing anything. You know, when everything's just there, you got everything you need. It's unconditional happiness, just unending. Well, it's obviously unending. You have blissful moments, que sería el adjetivo. So the guy's name was Henry Bliss, but his bliss was short-lived. Qué malo. Mal chiste. No duró mucho. It was short-lived, his bliss, because he was the first person in the United States of America to be killed in an automobile accident. So, Henry Bliss, and so he obviously was the first, but definitely not the last. So be careful, guys, if you're out there. You know, I'm not saying that, you know, cars themselves are dangerous. They're made pretty safe these days. But if somebody's not paying attention, driving a car at 80 kilometers or 100 kilometers per hour, that's dangerous. You know what I mean? In my continent, your continent, and East Southeast Asia. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So let's continue, though, guys. We need to listen to our Say What soundbite. This is going to be the third listen. Please write down what you hear.
That's one of the biggest blessings it gave me, that I always sort of knew. And I even still know that if everything goes horribly wrong, I can fall back on a really loving, caring, unconditional family unit.
All right, guys, that was the third listen. You're going to hear it one more time on today's show. But you know what? We need to move on to another section where we look at words that tend to be a little bit tricky. They're called homophones.
Homophones, homophones on the Show with No Name. It's homophones time, because homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the Show with No Name. The Show with No Name. Homophones on the Show with No Name. Because homophones time, because homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the Show with No Name.
That's right, amigos. It's homophones only on the Show with No Name. And we're going to take a look at some words right now that I want you guys to tell me. But I don't just want you to tell me the words. What I want you to do is tell me if the words sound exactly the same or not. And I want you to use a full sentence, as always. That's it. Okay, so the first word that I'm looking for is colmillo. But I'm not talking about colmillo like I have. Fangs, like what a vampire has, or a bat. I'm talking about colmillos específicos, los que tienen un elefante. Okay? So, elephants, their colmillos have a different name in English than fangs. Again, los que tienen, like mine, I have fangs. Tengo dos puntitas ahí. Vampires have fangs. Bats have fangs. Seguro que hay muchos animales. Dogs have fangs many times, right? But for an elephant, it's different. Okay? Now, so that word in English, we need to know that word, and then we need to know the word tarea. So, what are those two words? And do they sound exactly the same? Y también, como muchas palabras en inglés, we can verbify it. Podemos verbificarlo. ¿Qué quiero decir ahí? So, si la palabra es, bueno, ahora lo vamos a ver, significa que puede ser un verbo también. All right? And that's kind of cool because it makes life easy. So you can hacer una tarea o darle una tarea a otro sería el verbo. Okay? So significa esas dos cosas. Ahora lo veremos con ejemplos, okay? Es difícil explicarlo sin decirte la palabra. I'm like, wait a second. I got my hands tied behind my back over here. All right, let's see what you guys came up with. Born to Iron Man is the first one to participate, and he says, and don't sound alike. All right, Jason Jai says the first word is and the second is and they are not homophones. Lemura says the two words are and and they're not homophones. Interesting. Chris Valdrol agrees. Nata agrees as well. Debbie says they don't sound alike to her. Connie agrees. Alicia says they are. Ooh, Alicia, I admire you. I always admire the student or students who say, you know what? I know what everybody's saying, but I got my own opinion here. And I appreciate that. I like that. But I know that you guys also aren't saying, bueno, si puso eso, Connie, lo voy a poner yo también. I know that's not your motivation there. But it's interesting. Okay, let's see. J.M. Hermosilla says they don't sound alike, these words. The word colmillo, de elefante, más específico, and the word tarea o asignar una tarea a alguien. All right, well, let's just say both of these words, as we always do. The first word is tusk. Acuérdate, esto es una parte del programa cuando realmente viene bien decirlo en voz alta. You got to say the words aloud. Why? Because these are the tough ones. These are some of the words that we'll look at in the show that are going to be the toughest because there's just a small difference between them, if any, in the case that they were homophones. So the first word is tusk. Es cuando descubres algo. Tusk. So elephants have tusks, right? Okay, good. The second word is task. I don't know. Associated however, whatever works for you. So they have quite a big task ahead of them, removing those tusks. There you go. They are not homophones, guys. I couldn't fool you. No os pude engañar a vosotros. No way. But hey, in case you didn't know the words, now you do. So now you know the word tusk. And I believe tusks are made of ivory, right? Si no me equivoco, otra palabra, marfil. So tusks. And the other one is task. And again, I said we have a lot of tasks to do every day on the show with no name. But also to task somebody with doing something. Es muy importante que pongas la estructura, porque no te vale solo con saber que task es un verbo. So they tasked him, I'll give you a perfect example in context. Every year, Vaughn tasks Quique. They task him with setting up the book fair. Okay? So le dan la tarea, so to task with más ING. La actividad que le están haciendo que haga. So they tasked him with setting up the stand. ¿No? Le dieron la tarea de montar el stand, el puesto en la Feria del Libro. It's a perfect example, and it's true. Quique is our Feria del Libro guy. By the way, if you guys go to Stand 283, si vais a la Feria del Libro, and I'm not there, you're going to be in great hands. My buddy Quique is there, and he knows more about the materials than I do. Okay, I know more English than him, but he knows more about what materials you need depending on your level, based on the materials we have, obviously. He is an expert in our materials. So if you're ever there, and I'm not, ask for Quique. Ruben, obviously, any of these guys would be, you know, they're more knowledgeable, saben más que yo sobre los materiales que tenemos. So, see, I've just tasked them with explaining which materials are best for you. So, task, tarea, tarea. All right, guys, they don't sound the same, so great job. Most of you got it. Alicia, I still applaud you for going, you know, going against the flow. I like it. I'm like you. Yo soy como tú, Alicia. Digo, sí, si todos ponen tal, yo no sé. A mí me huele mal. All right, well, guys, it's time to move on. It's time for a section where I take you to the movies. It's Name That Movie. Name That Movie. That's right, amigos. It's Name That Movie, only on the show with no name. And I love it. You guys are applauding Alicia, saying, no, okay, you might have gotten it wrong. A lo mejor te equivocaste, pero me gusta que tú dijiste, no. Yo, it's conviction. It's about conviction. Connie says, is Quique the tall guy with the beard? Yeah, Quique is the gentle giant. Le llamo yo. El gigante suave. Because you look at him, you're like, me rompe este tío, tiene unas manazas, like he's a huge dude. But he's one of the nicest people you'll ever meet. So he is el inverso. He's not a violent guy or anything like that. So Quique. But when you see him, let's put, decimos en inglés la expresión, I wouldn't want to meet up with him in a dark alley. No me encantaría quedar con él o verle a él en un callejón sin salida oscura. Me explico, ¿no? But it's not true. Quique is one of the nicest guys. That's why we never judge a book by its cover. You see a big guy, like beard, and you're like, oh, this guy's an ass kicker. Este va ahí por ahí dando paliz. No, yo creo que nunca. It's not his style. So yes, that's Quique. And Ruben is tall as well, but Ruben usually doesn't have a beard. That's a good way to... Ruben is the author of Speak Football, one of our books, and Speak Basketball, which is a new book that came out as well. So really cool, folks. If you haven't, remember, so many different authors, so many different content creators will be there, aside from me. And, of course, the man himself, Richard Vaughn, is going to be there. So if you can't make it on one of my Saturdays, don't worry. A good time is guaranteed. But right now, let's go into our movie section. I think that, all right, the trailer's easy, but I'm going to give it to you today, okay? I think it's so easy that I think that you guys will be able to figure it out based on the trailer, okay? But either way, we'll do both. We'll do the trailer, and then we'll go into the scene that I've chosen. When an expedition to the African Congo ends in disaster... A new team is assembled to find out what went wrong. Si puedes decir what went wrong, ya pasas la clase de hoy. Lo apruebas. So, vamos a decirlo. What went wrong? ¿Qué falló? Es bueno saberlo, aunque suena como... What went wrong? I'm speaking Chinese right now. Guys, I'm not trying to offend anybody. I don't want anybody calling Vaughn saying, he's racist! No, I'm not. I like doing voices. Don't tell. This is, I think, a little problem with society today. People telling you what you are. And you're like, wait, shouldn't I decide what I, my convictions and my, you know, I don't know. Call me crazy. Or you just want to put a label on me because it's comfortable for your narrative. I don't know. I think it's weird, though, because, as I said, I'm the kind of person who doesn't look around very much. No miro hacia el exterior. I'm so lost in my own head, I don't even realize what's happening. Pero estos se han comprado un BMW. I don't know. What? A BMW? I don't even know what. Serie 8. What the fuck is a Serie 8? I don't even know what that is. What is that? Sounds like, the eighth season of Sopranos. You know? All right. Let's take a look, guys. We've got some winners over here. And those people are Born to Iron Man. Chris Valrol. J.M. Hermosilla as well. All right. Great job. The movie is Congo. Congo, which is a movie that takes place in the African Congo. And it says an expedition. No tengo que explicar esa palabra, creo, ¿eh? Expedition. to the African Congo ends, acaba, in disaster. No, en fatal, acaba. A new team is assembled. To assemble is juntar. Okay, to put together, to assemble. También, no solo un equipo, pero es muebles también, de Ikea. Okay, so a new team is assembled to find out what went wrong. Tenéis que decirlo conmigo. Vamos a hacer la pregunta, ¿qué falló? What went wrong? Lo oirás en muchas canciones, seguro. What went wrong with our love? ¿Qué falló con nuestro...? Seguro. Pero es un poco trabalenguas. Nunca se me había ocurrido. I never thought of it as one. All right, well, let's take a look at the scene from this movie over here. The movie came out in 1995, as some of you have pointed out. Algunos ya habéis destacado esto. Thank you, by the way, my research assistants. I always appreciate your hard work in helping me, because there's a lot of stuff going on. So this is a great movie. I remember, you know, being pretty freaked out by this movie. Un poco hasta asustado. I mean, okay, I was 17 in 1995. I shouldn't have been that scared, but I guess I was. Maybe I was a fraidy cat. Quizá fue un poco yo miedoso. I'll tell you this. I was a lot more, what's the word I'm looking for? I was a lot more hesitant than my daughter. I wasn't so quick. Yesterday, I took my daughter to a petting zoo, una granja escuela, you know, where you learn about the animals, and she wasn't afraid of any animals. I was afraid of dogs till I was like 12. So my daughter has no fear. And I love it. I love it. But sometimes I'm like, you got to be afraid of something. All right. So Dr. Peter Elliott says in this scene, here's the story. Aquí va la historia. They are domesticated gorillas. Okay, como un perro domesticated. And Monroe says, you call that domesticated? ¿Tú llamas a eso domesticado? Because they're killing a man, right? Están matando un hombre. And Dr. Peter says, so they taught them to be this way. They taught them to be this way. Enseñar no es touch, porque no sabes las veces que alumnos me dicen, Alberto, you touched me. Y yo oigo, you touched me, me tocaste. I'm like, wait, 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 no empieces. You have no proof. No, I didn't. I never touched anyone. I don't even insult people because, you know, now you can't. I don't like insulting people anyway. But so they taught. Fijaos en esta pronunciación porque te ayuda con caught, bought, thought, fought. Are we getting the point here? That ought. Right? So you ought to know this. Deberías saber eso. They taught them to be this way. And it says they bred them. To breed is to procreate. Okay? Viene de la palabra breed. Is breed, bred, bred. También breed es raza de perro. So tiene sentido. What breed of dog are they breeding? ¿Qué raza de perro están procreando? Mamporreando? Is that the word? Mamporreo is a breeder, right? Mamporrero? Something like this. I remember somebody teaching me that word. I learned that word at Las Fallas. Este tío es un mamporrero. And then I realized it was somebody who helps animals breed. Toma vocabulario. So they bred them, les criaron, to violence. Right? Violence. Aunque diga violence, la O no se pronuncia, es violence. No es violence. Violence. They looked for the trait. Buscaron esa característica. Trait, buenísima palabra, T-R-A-I-T. And they encouraged it, y lo alentaron, lo promocionaron. They encouraged it, right? Y lo animaron, too, I think would be another way to say it. And then Dr. Karen Ross says, guard dogs? Perros guardias? Guard dogs? And they turned on their masters. Okay, now to turn on someone is cambia tu personalidad. So, if you have a pit bull, I'll use this example because it happens often, okay? And I have nothing against pit bulls or any breed of dog. But if a dog turns on its master, all of a sudden is violent. It stops being domesticated. So algo vuelve a ser salvaje y peligroso. It turns. So guard dogs turn on their masters, sus amos. And then Monroe says, what's that smell? ¿Qué es ese olor? And they come across... topan con, they come across a pile of bones, una pila de huesos. It says, these are all the bones of gorillas. Estos son huesos de gorilas, right? And Monroe says, you mean these are the... And Dr. Peter interrupts. He butts in and says, no, these are the bones of normal gorillas. And he picks up a skull. Now, this is a word, he oído mucha gente decir skull, no? El cráneo, skull. We have the word cranium, but we normally say the word skull. A doctor might say, well, he has a cranial fracture, también. Pero la gente normal, we usually say a skull, your skull. So he picks up the skull and he says, this one's skull was crushed. A este le aplastaron la cabeza, el cráneo. Crushed, right? Lo sabéis vosotros esta palabra de Candy Crush, ¿no? Hay un juego que se llama Candy Crush. ¿Y qué es lo que haces? ¿Qué es el objetivo? To crush candies. Aplastar caramelo. Wow. I love it when things make sense. It's great. It makes my job as a teacher a little bit easier. The worst part is when I have to explain something, like cuando mis alumnos me dicen, pero Alberto, espera, okay, yo entiendo que es inglés y no hay reglas, que es idioma y tal. But, what do you mean your alarm went off at 7 a.m. this morning? Se apagó. Es que suena a apagar. Pero no. No es apagar. Es sonar. So I understand your frustration is what I'm saying. But I can't change the language either. So we've just got to learn it. We've just got to get familiar with the language. And one way we do that is in a section where we look at words with many meanings. A section we call Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
That's right, my amigos. That's right. It's Double Trouble, only on the show with no name. And as always, this is a translation with a twist. Que vamos, hay un poco de truquillo aquí. Porque sí, tienes que traducirlo. You have to translate the sentence. But you also have to use the same word twice. Now, I think this one is pretty easy. But I could be wrong, okay? Again, what we'll do is, because I think we only have about 2 minutes, so what we'll do is I'll give you the translation. We'll go to our final. ¿Ves qué te digo? Hasta nativos. No salen palabras. We get tongue-tied. We'll go into the final part of the show. And, well, as always, we've got a lot of stuff to cover. Really quickly, Barpro says, Alberto, ¿en qué web se escucha también tu programa? La web es Grupo Von. Si vas a Grupo Von, y luego puedes ir a escúchanos en directo, la radio. También tenemos una aplicación, EbarPro. Okay, so you got several ways. Estamos también donde escuchas podcasts. Spotify, iVox, Apple Podcasts. O sea, nos puedes encontrar en muchos sitios. Pero you can listen to the streaming either on the app or en la radio si lo tienes en tu zona o también por internet. Okay, so you can, I think if, también si vas a Google y googleas and you Google Baugan Radio Directo, I think you'll be able to find a link there as well. So good luck to you. And also remember, guys, if one day, because some days I know some of you say, oh, I missed the show yesterday. You don't have to miss it. You might miss being here live with us, but that doesn't mean you missed the show. Ebar Pro se llama la aplicación Von Radio. Nombre de la emisora, okay? Von Radio, y lo encontrarás. And welcome, bienvenido. I forgot to say the most important part. Sí, blah, 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 pero welcome. All right, well, here we go, guys. This is today's Double Trouble. Y como te digo, no me lo deis todavía porque nos vamos a publi. So, los policías, que yo siempre me lío, las policías, los... las si son mujeres, los si son hombres, y si son los dos... ¿Ves? Eso no lo tenemos en inglés, eso de género, esto es masculino, esto... Todo es unisex en inglés. Que ayuda a la hora de decir, ¿es el mapa o la mapa? Te quita una decisión de tomar en cada frase. Y te digo, para los guiris, para nosotros, for us, I'll tell you the hardest thing, and I'm a Spanish guiri, When you say a sentence, la moto es muy preciosa, bonita, y pones adjetivos al final, tienes que acordarte que era, no solo que era una moto, que moto es la, entonces tienes que acabar las canas. It can be pretty confusing for us. So I want you to put yourselves, guys, because I know you guys are studying English, but when we're learning your language, we've got our difficulties, our problems. No hablemos del subjuntivo. Let's not even talk about the subjunctive tense. Si quieres ver un guiri cagarla en español, dile que diga algo en subjuntivo. Ya está. Se acabó. Okay, so los polis. I'm going to say it muy nativo aquí, okay? La madera. ¿Se dice así? No sé. He oído eso en algún sitio. ¿Los maderos? ¿Los de madera? No. Bueno, los policías me hicieron un vacío cuando me vieron en el arcén, ¿ok? En la carretera. Son los policías me hicieron un vacío cuando me vieron en el arcén. That is today's double trouble. You have to use the same word twice, and we'll take a look at that right after our quick commercial break. We'll be back in 2 minutes with the final part of today's show. So stick around.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
Hear ye, hear ye. Step right up, ladies, gentlemen, children of all ages. It's time for the most exciting time of the year. The Book Fair is back. And of course, Vaughan is gonna be there. Join us September 10th to the 26th at the Retiro Park in Madrid. You'll get to meet all your favorite Vaughan Radio personalities, from Richard Vaughan to Ximena Holiday to Kyle Miller to Fitz to Rob Grams and so many more. Join us at the Feria del Libro in Madrid. We'll be at stand 283, and the Vaughan stand is where it's all happening. Stand 283. See you there.
Nuestro curso online es único por una sencilla razón. Nuestros profesores son los mejores del mercado. Richard Vaughan, Ximena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso, Richard Brown, nuestros All Stars desde cualquier lugar. Por menos de 30 céntimos al día. Quédate en casa y aprovecha para poner en forma tu inglés. Entra en la web cursodeinglesonlinevaughan.com e infórmate. Pruébalo durante 2 semanas y si no te gusta, te devolvemos el dinero. cursodeinglesonlinevaughan.com, porque hay muchos, pero solo uno de Vaughan.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughan's English class via video conference? That's right. Now you can have the best teachers in the comfort of your own home. You'll get personalized attention because there's a maximum of only 6 students per class. Give us a call, 91-133-5831. Learn English with Vaughan via video conference classes. Sign up now.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que, pues, que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
A Vaughan English class is not the same as other English classes. In a Vaughan English class, time is optimized to the max. Every minute counts for your company. Every minute counts for your English. It's all a question of mathematics. The more you practice key structures of the language in every class, the more confident you will be when you use them in real life, and the more effective you will be as a communicator in English. And in this global world of ours, communicating effectively is absolutely key to success. By means of face-to-face classes or video conference classes, Vaughan will make all the difference for your English. And you will make all the difference for your company.
Más información en Barcelona en el 933-398-687. En Madrid en el 911-335-831.
Hey, amigos! Welcome back. Welcome back to the Show with No Name 2.0. And we've got a lot to do. So, guys, here's your last listen of today's Say What soundbite. I don't think anybody's gotten it yet, so good luck. Here it is.
That's one of the biggest blessings it gave me, that I always sort of knew, and I even still know, that if everything goes horribly wrong, I can fall back on a really loving, caring, unconditional family unit.
All right, folks, that was the fourth and final listen of today's Say What soundbite. But we need to go over to our Double Trouble section now. And let me look through the comments here. It doesn't seem like anybody got it yet. O sea, que no era fácil, como acabo de decir. I'm a liar. los policías me hicieron un vacío cuando me vieron en el arcén. Okay, so you got to use the same word twice. I'm scrolling through here. No veo nadie que lo tenga todavía. All right, wait, hang on. Oh, wait. Born to Iron Man. Hoy es el día de fallar una cosita pequeña. Entonces, hey, no pasa nada, eh. Normally you're like, I ask myself sometimes, like, this guy is almost perfect here. But today we're seeing that you're human at least. You are still Iron Man. But you are human. okay, so they show me, to show is enseñarme, right? So, yo he dicho, cuando me vieron. Y sé que sabes ese verbo. Born to Iron Man, I'm going to bring you some British pills, some English pills today. No, es broma, tío. Son errorcitos pequeños. Encape says, all right, now Encape, there's just one problem. Yours is right, but it's not a full sentence, because a full sentence ends with a period. And it stinks for you, apestas, you guys say, decís lo mismo, because I should have, I could give it to you, but the rules are the rules. We always kind of go over them here, that in English class or Cambridge exam or anything, if you, si tú te das una frase sin la puntuación al final, sin la interrogación o el punto, es incompleto. So, I know I'm being a stickler for the rules. Sé que soy rigorista, pero si lo hago para uno, lo hago para todos. So, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, folks. Es la expresión ahí. J.M. Hermosilla says, let's see if you got it with a period. I see the period already. Así que ya tienes ventaja. You've got an edge. Como vimos antes, la palabra edge. Okay, he says, the policeman gave me... All right. I like it. It's almost perfect. I'll take it. I think I'm going to take it over here. All right, I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it because it's just like a nuance que realmente es muy difícil saber eso si no lo sabes antes. So I'll explain it now. Let's give it up for J.M. Hermosilla. It's a technicality. Es un tecnicismo. Anix, okay, let's see. Anix, when they saw, you're missing cuando me vieron, right? He dicho cuando me vieron, entonces te falta el reflexivo ahí. Ahí pones cuando vieron y luego no sabemos qué. Lemura, the policeman. All right, the first person to get it like perfect, Lemura. Okay, so that applause was for you, for all of you, really. Okay, but again, if you want to do it right, well, you know, make it complete, make it look like it's really like an English class, right? Again, when you're texting with your friends. Quita toda la puntuación, pon X por, pero no en tu clase de inglés, por favor. Hay sitios, you know what I mean, where los atajos, the shortcuts are not accepted. Again, some of my colleagues might do that because somebody said, well, Kyle isn't as strict. I'm like, well, Kyle, that's his business. He runs his show and his class, and I run my show and my class, right? No, I see. Okay. Imagine if we were all the same. That would suck. Vaya mierda. So Lemura, excellent. Okay, so the cops, the police officers, the officers, the pigs. También se dice en Estados Unidos. No es, evidentemente no es bonito. Y no se lo diga. Don't, let me put it this way. Never insult a cop if you see a cop in the United States, because you'll get shot, dude. Okay? They won't like give you a warning. They'll just shoot you. Okay? Okay, exagero o no? Maybe, or maybe not. Or maybe it depends on what color your skin is. I don't know. We're not going to get into that debate. But I personally, what I do, because I've never been in trouble, I don't, you know, I just avoid cops. The fewer cops in my life and, you know, stopping me in the street or whatever, the better. And I remember when I moved to Spain, I was paranoid. Like my friends and I would be having a beer at the, you know, on a bench, en un banquillo, en un banco, in the Retiro Park. And I'd be like, oh my God, there's the police. Hide the beer. And my friend's like, calm the fuck down, man. What's the matter with you? Well, I don't want to get arrested. I don't want them to take us into the station and find. And he's like, calm down. Calm down. They're not even looking for us. They're over there closing the street. So it was a very different mentality. In the States, police officers are not your friends. They're not known for being nice, friendly people. I don't know in their homes. I'm talking about when they're doing their jobs. Okay. Which I would never do that job. So again, I can't criticize a job that I would never do. You know what I'm saying? But also I'm entitled to my opinion. And I say, if you can avoid police and courts and things like that, great. So the cops, muy americano, so the cops gave me the cold shoulder. Now, J.M. Hermosilla, you said they gave me a cold shoulder. It's a nuance, you know what I'm saying? Pero la frase, como es una frase hecha, it's to give someone the cold shoulder. Muchas veces es que ese the es como parte de ello, ¿no? Pero por eso te di el aplauso, because people would understand you perfectly, and it's just a little nuance. But to give someone the cold shoulder is hacerle un vacío, to ignore them. But I love what you say in Spanish, to pass of their ass. Pasar de su culo. Man, they passed of my ass. They gave me the cold shoulder. They snubbed me. To snub me. Mi mujer le enseñé esa palabra hace poco y le encantó. Porque creo que fue a darle, a chocarle la mano a alguien y se lo quitó. I go like, you got snubbed. Desdeñado. Pone aquí, desechado. Like, tum, la paso de ti. All right, well, my amigos, learning English, having fun, and let's send a little shout-out to my dad, who's on board right now, and he's here with us having a great time. What's up, Dad? Welcome aboard. Now, many of you guys know my dad loves jokes. He loves to tell jokes. He's always telling jokes. So this would be a good time to do Your Joking. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, what did the guy say when he walked into the bar? Ouch! Ouch! You get it? Ouch! He walked into the bar.
You're joking.
That's right, my amigos. Now today you get two jokes for the price of one. Aren't you excited? All right. Well, I gave you that joke before. I said, what's the most dangerous part of a car? The nut behind the wheel, el chiflado o la tuerca detrás del volante, right? My dad says, I always enjoy the moment. Bad jokes, period. Well, that's what I was referring to a little bit. You know, in our family, Dad, we've got to admit it. We need to come clean. We're notorious for bad jokes, starting from my mom's side of the family and my dad's. But we're also notorious for laughing our asses off at our own jokes. As many of you say, your jokes aren't funny, Alberto, but your reaction to them is. So, all right, well, let's take a look here, my amigos. This is a part of the show, as I say, where we're going to give you a little joke. And the only thing you have to do here is see if you get the joke. Vamos a ver si pillas el chiste. Okay? So, what do you get? Muchos chistes empiezan así. What do you get? ¿Qué obtienes? ¿Qué sale? What do you get when you cross a Mustang and an elephant? Okay? So, what do you get? No, como hacemos un cruce entre tal y tal. It's a very common way to start a joke. We were talking about breeding before. Well, it's the same kind of thing. When you cross a zebra, ¿cuál era? El zebra, el horse. Hay algunas que son como híbridos. So a mule and a horse, and you get like a whole new animal. This is to cross something. También es otra forma de decir to breed something. So what do you get when you cross a Mustang? Now, let me tell you something. I'm sure the first thing you guys thought about when you thought about the word Mustang is a car. Sure. But it's also a North American type. It's a type of horse in North America. Okay. Cabello mesteño, dicen en Latinoamérica. Mustang, aquí. So it's a specific kind of horse. But it's also a car that's named after the horse. And if you see the logo, el logotipo, well, then you'll see that it all makes sense. So what do you get when you cross a Mustang and an elephant? A convertible with a big trunk. A convertible with a big trunk. A convertible with a big trunk. Trunk. Okay. Anybody catch the Real Madrid match yesterday? What was the score? ¿Cómo quedaron? Chris Valrol is cracking up. Okay, good. Chris, you got it. You and the crickets. Right now it's Chris and the crickets. Hey, wait. Chris, that's the name of your band. Si empiezas un grupo un día, it's Chris and the crickets. There's no doubt about it. Chris and the Crickets, like Buddy Holly, no? Su grupo era The Crickets. All right, so Lemura, you got it as well. Anix, born to Iron Man. Yeah, he's telling us that the key word is the word trunk. Great job. J.M. Hermosilla explains it. He says, en trompa... Ah, no, okay, so la N sobra ahí. Trompa y el maletero del coche. J.M. Hermosilla, thanks for the explanation. Connie says, I got it. Qué bien, qué bien. All right, well, I guess we need to know the meaning of the word trunk. As we said, maletero in Spanish. In Spain, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong. En Latinoamérica se llama el baúl del coche, ¿no? Si no me equivoco. Maybe I'm wrong here. But I know in Spain it's maletero. And we call it the trunk. Ahora, los ingleses lo llaman the boot. La bota del coche. So the boot of the car, we call it the trunk of the car. El capó is the hood in American English. And the bonnet is el capó in British English. Perdón, es que me lío con tantas versiones de palabras aquí. So do you get it? A big trunk. An elephant has a trunk as well. The trunk is the back part of the car. What do you get when you cross a Mustang and an elephant? A convertible, un descapotable, with a big trunk. Con un maletero espacioso o grande o con una trompa grande. Okay, it's not that funny, but did you guys know those meanings, those uses of the word trunk? Also, a trunk is a box that you store things in, right? So a lot of people have like a trunk and they keep blankets in it or they keep maybe some memories in it. Arcón... Baúl, caja, contenedor. This is also a trunk as well. Also, swimming trunks. If I told you I'm going to get my trunks on, me voy a poner el bañador. So, podríamos haber añadido más. But as I see here, there are like 30 meanings. Os doy los cuatro o cinco más usados. But the word trunk. And don't forget about your torso. The trunk of a body. Right? Or a tree. Oh, wow. This is getting interesting. All right. Well, folks, I'm looking over here at our timeline here on Instagram in the group, and it looks like we have got ourselves a winner. Ladies and gentlemen, he got the Say What soundbite. Give it up for Jason Jai. Great job. Great job, Jason Jai. You nailed it, buddy. You nailed it. And I think... to celebrate it, why don't we do the section where we celebrate? It's called Famous Birthday Trivia.
Oh, and you know what I just realized, guys? I don't know if I took, because we looked at the word to give someone the cold shoulder, hacer el vacío, but I forgot to tell you that el arcén, we can say the shoulder or the hard shoulder. Que también es hombro. That could have been a triple trouble, but we just made it a double trouble. All right, well, either way, it's not double trouble time. It's time for a little birthday celebration. And I want to see if you guys know these people who are celebrating a birthday. The first person was born in 1946, okay? He's an American film producer, director. He's collaborated a lot with his wife, Kathleen Kennedy, and Steven Spielberg. And they founded Amblin Entertainment. Seguro que te suena, una productora. They founded that in 1991. And then, that was sooner. In 1991, they founded the Kennedy Marshall Company. Okay? And then, this guy's, he's been around. He worked with Peter Bogdanovich. I'm sure you guys know Peter Bogdanovich, John Ford. And he's done so many movies. As a producer, he's gotten Oscar nominations for The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, Seabiscuit, The Sixth Sense, The Color Purple. He also produced Raiders of the Lost Ark, El Arca Perdida. We call it Raiders of the Lost Ark, which is just a great movie. Also, he was responsible for Congo. You might know that movie. Congo was the movie that we looked at in today's Name That Movie. Okay, so you know that one. Number two, I mentioned this person's name. Number one, I mentioned this person's name already. Number two, I didn't mention this person's name. But he was born in 1944, an American singer, songwriter, bass player, and producer. He was in the band Chicago, which is an amazing band if you've never heard of Chicago. And he's got 8 solo albums, 17 albums with the band Chicago, and what a voice he's got. I'm sure you guys know him from The Karate Kid Part 2. El Karate Kid Parte 2. We did it all for the glory of love, knowing together, loving forever, that we did it all for the glory. No puedo imitarle porque tiene un bozarrón. This guy's awesome. Now, so I admit, the next time I fall, I don't ever want to lose you now. It's very 80s, very cheesy, but they're beautiful songs. And Chicago, if you haven't listened to the band Chicago and you haven't listened to this guy's solo stuff, beautiful, beautiful, tremendous voice and lovely lyrics. And that's number two. And number three, she was born in 1971. She's an English fashion designer. And she is the daughter of Sir Paul McCartney. She is a person who is very much into animal rights. In fact, she says in her work, in her designs, she doesn't use leather or animal products because she believes that, well, it's cruelty to animals. So, yes, I don't know if I'm doing a good impression of her accent, but she's a very famous. She's not as famous as her father. But she's very famous in her own right. Por su propio peso, you would say. In her own right. Por sí, por lo que ha hecho, no solo por su apellido. I mean, I don't know too much about fashion, but I know that everybody said, okay, well, she's doing something. She's not just collecting daddy's money, which could be easy, considering that Paul McCartney's one of the most successful artists ever in the world. All right, we've got a winner over here. Guys, give it up for your classmate, Chris Valrol. Also born to Iron Man. And born to Iron Man, you always add an extra one, which is cool. But I look at all of them and then I try and choose 3 different ones because, so that next year on this day, we don't have the same program. So I save some names for future programs. So I try and mix it up. Como es el verbo compuesto en inglés. So number one was Frank Marshall, very famous Hollywood director, producer. Number two, Peter Cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Cetera. Okay, bad. And Stella McCartney was number 3. And that brings us over to our amiga. That's right. Stella McCartney, the birthday girl. And this is her. And she's talking about how important it is to have the support of her family. And so she's in an interview and she says, that's one of the biggest blessings that he gave me. She's talking about her father, Paul McCartney. That's the he. She says, that's one of the biggest blessings that he gave me is that I always knew, que siempre sabía, and I even still know, y sigo sabiendo, that if everything goes horribly wrong, mira, what went wrong. Hemos practicado esa estructura. Estás en presente. If everything goes horribly wrong, I can fall back on. And this is a great phrasal verb. To fall back on something is to have a second option, to have a plan B. So I want to be a famous soccer player. I don't play soccer. I should have another career to fall back on. You can also fall back on your family. A ver cómo lo traducen aquí. A ver si to fall back on. Se usa bastante, ¿no? ¿En qué apoyarte? ¿En qué? A ver, si aprendo a teclear, ya lo tenemos perfecto, ¿eh? To fall back on. A ver cómo lo pone aquí. Contar con el apoyo de, ¿no? Apoyarse, recurrir a. Eso es. To fall back on. Yo diría, eso engloba todo. Okay? So she goes, if everything goes horribly wrong, I can fall back on a really loving, caring, ¿no? ¿Qué les importo? Unconditional family unit. All right. I think they're beautiful words by Stella McCartney, the birthday girl. Let's hear those words again.
That's one of the biggest blessings it gave me, that I always sort of knew, and I even still know, that if everything goes horribly wrong, I can fall back on a really loving, caring, unconditional family unit.
Hi, hello, Alberto. I think the song is... No? Sorry, bye.
Name a lyric, name a lyric, name a lyric, name a lyric, only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name, name a lyric, only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name, it's name a lyric, only on the show with no name.
That's right, amigos. It's Name That Lyric, only on the show with no name. And this is the final section of the show. So this is where I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for being awesome students, for being here every day, for spreading the word, for buying my books, for listening to my podcast, for coming to see me, even if you live in another city, as Jose Maria did and many other people. Thank you. I really, really, really appreciate that. And maybe I don't show it, but I really want to show it. So in case I ever forget to say thank you, remind me. Because I shouldn't. And that's why I always try and do it too at this part of the show, when we're saying goodbye, when we're signing off. So thank you, thank you, thank you. I really appreciate all the support from you guys, and I love having you as students. I mean that. I really mean that. Okay, and here's today's Name That Lyric. In fact, I'm going to dedicate it to you guys. Okay? Yeah, because it's a beautiful song, and I dedicate it to my beautiful students. Okay? Esta noche está clarísimo. Tonight, it's very clear. Now, esto puede ser la situación o el cielo. ¿No? Eso es bonito ahí, como lo ha hecho. Tonight, it's very clear. Porque estamos los dos tumbados aquí. Because we're both lying here. Hay tanto que quiero decir. There's so many things I want to say. Siempre te querré. I'll always love you. Nunca te dejaría sola. I would never leave you alone. Algunas veces se me olvida. Sometimes I just forget. Say things I might regret. Digo cosas que a lo mejor se me arrepiento de esas cosas. All right, we've got a winner, ladies and gentlemen. It's Chris Valrol. She is on fire today. Yeah, every day. And this song is Peter Cetera, the one from Karate Kid Part 2. And we did it all for the glory of love. We'll live forever knowing together that we did it all for the glory of love. And don't take it from me. Let's sing it. Hey, difícil cantar este tío. So I'm going to need your help. Necesito vuestra ayuda. This is The Glory of Love by birthday boy Peter Cetera. Put on your 80s hats.
said it's very clear, 'cause we're both lying here.
There's so many things I wanna say.
I will always love you, I would never leave you alone.
Everybody.
Sometimes I just forget, say things I might regret. It breaks my heart to see you crying, and I don't want to lose you now. I could never make it alone.
Everyone! I want to do karate.
I am a man who will fight for your honor. I'll be the hero you're dreaming of. We'll live forever, knowing together that we did it all for the glory of love.
Hi, it's Alberto Alonso from the Show with No Name on Vaughn Radio. Why should you listen to Vaughn Radio daily? I'll give you 12 reasons, aside from the obvious one. Learning English and having fun along the way. You can explore Western civilizations with Guy Williams. Go back to basics with Tosh Pasqua. Speak football with Tommy and Ruben on Saturdays. Chow down on some exciting English with Andy and Rob on the Lunchtime Show. Or test your English with Ximena Holiday. Join Jessica Fernandez on the Hour to Empower. The Salad with Dave Boyce. Kyle Miller's Drive Time. No Excuses with Fitz. And last but certainly not least,